Right, Red News Podcast 41, and I forgot to add to the story of my mate shitting himself last time around, that hence that is why I always carry an Imodium with me. And Imodium haven't sponsored this podcast, but I would recommend any Red always carry one. Right, so I'm now with the most optimistic, pessimistic Red I know, really, which is Nick Seller. And what have you just said?
I think we'll get beat tonight.
Fucking hell. How can that be your first words?
Do you know, because I'm so miserable because I've had to watch England.
Well, don't watch it.
No, well, I haven't watched it, but they've been on. And it's just, it negs me out, the international break. And I just think,
I love them these days, though. I used to hate them because, oh no, it's 2 weeks. But I like, it's a break. No travelling.
Fed up, and I'm just
my body,
miserable.
I had 10 days without a drink.
is that right?
International breaks are good for my liver.
What for a 8-1? Get your money on
Watford. Come on, Nick. Right, so lots have happened. Wolves, gutted about that. We're so flat. It annoys me, though. Anthony Marshall, I know he has a lot of fans, but you can tell if he's going to have a good game. You just know, and that, like, Giggsy got away with that for years, but Giggsy turned up more often than he doesn't. But you can't... You've got to start putting in more consistent performance. And I know he wasn't, you know, the returning players, he put too many back in, but what an opportunity.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he can have had a bit of fun today. Fair enough, he's been injured, but it'd be nice for having a good run out today, wouldn't it? And I suppose, obviously, we've got Wolves on Tuesday as well. It'd be nice to see what we've learned from that game as well, the same ground.
Two wins is important.
Nice to see what
important.
All he's taken up from it. We can't go there and lose. I think the media pile on him maybe a little bit. So we just need to go there. We need to obviously win today. These are obviously a good side, aren't they?
Anyone who's feeling negative about Ollie after two defeats, he wasn't expecting that you're going to lose games of football.
I'm not negative with Ollie in charge.
No, but there was a bit of...
Yeah, I don't get United fans who are negative about it. It's a legend coming back to manage the club. What's not to like about it?
But it's a no-brainer. If Pochettino's not 70... His time may come. You don't know. Ollie's not going to be here 10, 15, 20 years. That's gone, unfortunately, unless something amazing incredible happens. So he'll know that. So Pochettino's chance will come. But let Ollie just give it. Yeah. But he's got to be backed.
We deserve a bit of fun. Yes. We've had so much misery. We deserve a bit of fun. I know that'd be miserable thing. I'm only saying that on the basis of the fact that I've had to sit and have an international break and I've forgotten what the feeling of Man United's like now. So.
Yeah, but you're so sad. You're sad than me. You watched. Who did you watch in your underpants last night?
I never said underpants. You added underpants, which is worrying. Leverkusen, Hoffenheim. German football's very entertaining.
Yes.
I'd rather watch German football than watch fucking Brighton versus Huddersfield.
Yes, I agree.
Exactly. So
I'm going...
Leverkusen, they've got some nice players.
I'm going... Hi, you mate. Yeah, that's £3, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers, nice one.
All right.
I've got change, if you need it. Thank you. There's five.
Thank you very much.
You confident today?
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear. cheers, mate. And you happy with Ollie?
Yeah, very much, mate.
Good.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, mate. Take care. Guys. See ya. Right.
Bit of authentic sound then.
So, I am getting off my addiction to football. I've sacked Sky Sports off at the end of the month. Had enough of it. I don't want to watch fucking...
City or Liverpool with the
league. Of that and... Virgin or e-gamers play FIFA for 4 hours.
Oh, God, he
knows. What the fuck?
God, it's awful.
I thought, I got that, and they put it up again, and I just thought, no, enough.
It's all 2 legs.
And I'm at most of our games, and the ones I'm not, I'll just, I don't know. Legal note not to make anything, not to do anything that's illegal there. But yeah, I just thought, they don't have most of the cricket I want to watch, and I prefer the cricket to watching football, so...
Especially
I feel liberated. Especially but they won't even let you do it online. You have to ring them up. You know, they won't let... It's nothing as simple that you... If you want to take...
Getting
your money. Yes, I'm right. My zen is... I went to the Norwegian Supporters Club last night, dinner. Not dinner, it was a do, which was fantastic. About 300 mad Norwegians being chased around by a very old lady who was... I don't know. I said if this was 40 years ago, I'd be 8, so that would be inappropriate. And Norman, got in a round with Norman Whiteside and his wife, which was a very big mistake, but good form. Ron Atkinson, 80, looking good. All the old stories. Lee Martin, and I found a lovely man, Paul McGuinness. Fascinating chatting to him. So I did ask him for an interview. But his belief, talking about, you know, how you can buy into United's ethos... It was mesmerising to listen to. It was just great, you know, how you... His thing was for the youth team that went on to success, you know, success was you build into the culture that you've got a ring, who's in it and who's out of it. And they went on to the Dallas Cup when they were 12 and all the kids got free gear. And they decided at a team meeting, the 12-year-olds, no, we don't want it, we've got to earn this. So they all handed it back. And then they were all going, who's in the team? And by the end of it, when they got to the final, they had all the hotel staff come in and we're in this circle. So it's just phenomenal listening to it. How are you, mate? How are you doing?
Right? Good to see.
Yeah, so just fascinating to listen to how you can build. And he said, you know, Ollie, trust me, we'll get that approach from the off. And he said it's about including the fans. It's about getting your connection back. And I just thought, bloody hell, you've sold me. Get back at the club, Paul. Yeah, so my zen is good.
That's why he's so confident.
I think we... God, Jesus, you can't... Ollie's got the job.
Yeah. I'm delighted.
Let's be happy.
I'm delighted for him. I really am. I can't think of a better person to be in charge of right now.
Yeah.
And I really, really mean that.
Yeah, how are you?
I think if anyone disagrees, I don't get why you would...
Because people love being contrary.
They love being miserable, don't they?
There's a contrary element. That, don't get me wrong, you know, oh, he hasn't done this, but... You know, I saw one of the journalists put, you know, no one... Hiya, David, are you all right, mate?
That's,
I haven't at the moment. So, all right, cheers. Thanks a lot. It's like, oh, no other top club in the world would do this. Guardiola got the job at Barcelona. Zidane got it at Real Madrid. So, yes.
Why would you not?
Start, yeah. But it's like, click, 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 click.
You just need to make sure the coaching staff are in and around him. And
yeah, I have heard that someone else is coming. And Spurs' new ground, we've had this... We had this last night over a few, actually, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
You love Old Trafford.
I like it, mate.
You don't want it to change.
I'm a historian. I like older football grounds in a way, you know.
Yeah, but they...
I liked it, like, when I've been to surf more in them. I know it's rubbish and, you know...
Evolve, or you end up...
Behind, yes. Which is the problem. Yeah, I get that argument, I do.
We've got a leaking roof in K-Stand.
I mean, the roof, if
they're not doing anything in the... You know, those plans are... They're stored in a cupboard. They ain't being opened. The Glazers have put any money that comes in is wanting to go on share sales. We'd be lucky, you know, even the carrot we've got in the mag, the Carrington, they're going to develop. There's nothing in the planning. There's nothing at the moment. So if you put in the planning, that's 2 years. So here, for even then to get, you know, you're 5 years away. Or how long? At least 2 or 3 years before they could even do anything. So we imagine what's going to happen. Barcelona updating. Tyne the Water's written about it in the mag, you know. I just find it... It's like a them and us when you walk past it, where I sell. You've got all these shiny windows with the execs, and then you've got our bit, which, don't get me wrong, it's where I've always been. I don't want anything frilly and fancy, but I'm going to die off, and the new generation of fans will want something shiny and new that are coming in, and we're not doing it. Here's Ian, actually. Right, you start... And just the man... Right, so we're talking about Old Trafford. This is Ian McCartney, the historian who runs the Collectors Club. First thing I forgot to say last time, how do people get in touch?
Well, for the Collectors Club? By email, basically. That's the best.
What's your email?
Yeah, you'll catch me on Twitter.
Right, and what's your Twitter handle?
Just
Ian McCartney.
Yeah.
Okay, so they can contact you, get a great read. The latest one on Dennis Law is fantastic. So we've just been talking about Old Trafford. You know, you wrote a book about 100 years of Old Trafford.
Not 100 years ago, but...
What do you think?
Well, it's difficult to say. I mean, you get a lot of people now saying it's dated, it's this, it's that and the other, but it's so big a stadium. I mean, it cost you obviously millions to sort of refurbish it and everything else. I mean, it's difficult to compare with the sort of newly built stadiums like Tottenham and Arsenal and that. Yeah, it could obviously do it a little bit.
But we're getting left behind, aren't we, Ian? That's my view.
But
you know, obviously you've done a lot of research on this. What was... Well, Louis Edwards was a prime mover in the cantilever stand, wasn't he?
Yeah.
What triggered him to do that?
Well, I think United have done things that Liverpool should have done in the past. They've spotted where there's a market. I think it was it Haydock Races or somewhere they went to, and you had the exec box.
Yeah.
And they said, oh yeah, we could do some of this, and they've done that. Whereas Liverpool, they were making the money and they sort of stumbled along, they weren't bothered. It's just now that they've realised that. But yeah, I mean, you've got the cantilever stand, and he obviously...
What year was that, Ian?
Didn't currently the stand was finished for the World Cup.
Right, okay. About six, was it four, was five. It done for the World Cup? Yeah, right.
Yeah. Obviously, it's progressed a hell of a lot since then. I mean, you had what was the scoreboard then stand, and then you had extended the main stand along the railway with your VIP seats and all that. Yeah, I mean, it's dated.
But we were setting the... but we were setting the tone for other clubs to then follow.
Now we are a step behind. But I think with a lot of the clubs, they've shifted their ground.
Yeah. Would you want to? Would you want it developed? Or would you want us to move into the car parks from...
It's difficult. I mean, you find perhaps maybe with smaller clubs, you see their grounds are home. They don't want to move, but it's all financial. United... No, you don't want them to move from here, but...
Cheers, David.
When you look at the logistics of it all, if you look at the surrounding area, it's becoming more and more populated. Obviously, 75,000 people here getting away from the ground after the game's a nightmare. Yeah. Parking can be a nightmare.
But that's what I think. A lot of things are done on the cheap where there isn't a great vision to set the... I mean, Martin Edwards, when we did the capacity, 42,000, that we argued at the time, that's not enough. You know, you shouldn't be doing stuff short-sighted. Vision for 20, 30 years. The Barcelona applications, 40,000. Mm. That alone says, you know, you're not going to fill it every game, but then you encourage youngsters. Offer massive amount of cheap tickets. Have a vision...
It certainly gives you that option. But, I mean, if you look back to the early Ferguson year, when the attendances were down, sort of hitting 20, 30,000, you thought, are they ever going to creep back up again? But obviously, with the trophies that Ferguson generated, it brought the crowds, everything else.
Yeah.
So, we can now get 75. But having said that, I mean, if you look around on a match day, how many of that 75 are actually here for the first time?
Yeah.
I mean, how many long-standing supporters still remain?
Yeah.
I mean, you will look around you in your seats and you think, the age group of this lot, I mean, they're getting on a bit now.
But that's why.
But as you've just said a minute ago, I mean, if you had the empty seats, you could generate a new level support in the youngsters.
Yeah. Well, every school around for four, five, six months, offer free tickets every game. Don't charge them. That's your first standard for games that you don't sell out on.
And then you get City in an FA Cup semi-final putting their tickets in open sale.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, Sir Matt was very proud, wasn't he? I mean, I've seen quotes when the Cantilever opened that his thing that Old Trafford should lead the way again.
Yeah. I think you're going back to the stadium as it is now. Even inside the ground, you find at half-time and that, there's not a lot of space in the fourth
floor.
It's becoming more and more cramped. We could do it to develop, but I mean, it's always been difficult because the railway's there, but I think with modern technology, you could overcome that. They did say in the past they'd have to buy the houses along the railway road. I don't know if
I've seen plans that they could. There's ways now to do underhand.
Yeah.
I mean, is a naming of Old Trafford too much? A bridge too far for you? Would you not consider that, or would you think?
I mean, I don't think it matters what you call it. It'll still be Old Trafford.
Yeah.
The Alex Ferguson stand, still the North Stand.
Yeah.
It's
still
United Road stand.
It's DK stand to me.
I mean, you don't say the Bobby Charlton stand. You just say the main stand. It's either a step or the end of the scoreboard end, isn't it?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's Joe Blogg Stadium or what it is. It's still Old Trafford.
Yeah. Here's one for you. I saw Ned Kelly say that Danny McGregor actually coined Theatre of Dreams to, you know, as a marketing tool. Who do you put it down to that first? Do you like it? Do you like the term?
Not really. I mean, it's just...
I've never added that to
my vocabulary sort of thing.
I mean, it is moments of magic in there.
I mean, it's a bit
it's just
like
home. It's home.
I mean, it's a bit like the Fergie Fledgling thing. I mentioned that in an article I did for a London fan club magazine long before it ever appeared in print. So I've not been credited with that. It's just something. I mean, if you do writing or whatever, you're quite inclined to sort of conjure up a name, and then it might just catch on somewhere along the way. Theatre of Dreams.
Yeah,
I don't know. You know, last sort of 4 or 5 years in the theatre, a nightmare. Come on, my bloody dream.
Ollie, you happy?
Yeah, I'm fairly happy. I think what he needs is a very, very strong lad beside him, or as a director of football, or whatever title you want to give him. Not necessarily an ex-United player.
Yeah.
Someone experienced in football at all levels. Happy, I would say, yes, because, I mean, what we've had in the past sort of 2, 3, 4 seasons hasn't been good. Moyes didn't have the CV. Van Gaal's probably the wrong man at the wrong time, as was Mourinho. Anything to bring a smile back to people's faces.
But there's nothing to lose. That's what I,
there's
you know,
nothing to lose. There's nothing to lose.
He can't be as bad as he left us, and we can run with it and see and have a bit of dreams, and we needed that.
That's it. I mean, you can't say cheap and cheerful, but in a way, he is cheap and cheerful.
Yeah.
They
got very lucky with his appointment. They wanted to turn us to put smart, and it's worked out. So I hope that continues. On the technical director, I mean, we mentioned in the two mags ago that Woodward suddenly started. I don't want my power being so that, you know, it would be a technical director. But I'm still guaranteed that it's happening. I mean, there's rumours Van der Sar, but I always thought he's a bit more commercial at Ajax rather than transfers, and we need someone whose expertise is in transfers.
When you find out with, let's say, the United legends that are floating about the VIP areas as we're standing here, I mean, you've got legends like Russell Beardmore, Quinton Fox. I mean, legends, I mean, half the people who walk by us now wouldn't know who they are. I don't know if Van der Sar, Schmeichel wants the job, but no, I mean, they've not got experience at a managerial level.
Yeah.
Okay, their names and domestic
it's
European football.
Because they've got to work well with Ollie. You know, they've got to get on with him. Yeah. So you've got to almost preempt. Cheers, mate. You've got to preempt
got to go
it by that
the
they've got to have a relationship.
But I do think you need someone that has got experience at the highest level of the game.
Yeah.
Not just as a player. I think someone what managerial level would do. I mean, I think I said to you a couple of weeks ago, someone like Roy Hodgson is an ideal person for such a position.
Yeah.
Okay, he's getting on in years, he's got his own manager's job as it is, but someone like that, I mean, the ideal person would have been someone like Bobby Robson.
Yeah.
Someone
who's not a threat. And
No. I mean,
but again, their expertise, and not so much, but they're not in, you know, the deep, you don't want your pants pulled down like Woodward's had many times.
That they know.
I mean, Paul Mitchell's got ties to Manchester, and I've heard that he's keen, but they've ruled him out for the director, but he would be, he'd be possibly in the run if it becomes a technical director, and he'd be very keen for that. I mean, he's got a lot of ties and mates here.
Mm-hmm. I think you need someone with quite a considerable experience, because Ole is inexperienced, Mickey Phelan's decent enough coach, but so is Steve McClark.
Yeah.
Look what he's done. McKenna and Carrick are still finding their feet.
You think things will work, and you know.
Yeah.
You would have thought that Mourinho would have won us a title, and then look how that's panned out. Right, so I better get selling. So your prediction for today, Ian? Come on, let's see a smile. Nick said we'll lose.
I mean,
come on.
Watford, there's no pushover. I mean, Watford are a decent side. I mean, every team knows they can come here now and get a result.
Yeah, but that's changing.
The odd goal in 3, the odd goal in 5.
That's changing, that teams are becoming worried about. They will be saying, how do we handle United, rather than coming here going,
I've watched Watford a few times. They're a decent enough side.
But we've now our level has got to be put
they're
in
not
these.
Not in our level.
No, but we should be putting these.
Oh,
comfortably.
Definitely. Yeah, I'll go for 2-1.
Right, I'll take that. Cheers, Ian.
Sorry.
So we're after the game, and a quick question. I thought during the game, because it was drifting, if there was a nuclear missile on its way, what would be your last drink if you were in a bar and you could get served?
Wow.
I'd go for a Guinness and port. Where you drop the glass of port into the Guinness and it's fantastic, but loopy juice.
Like a Guinness bottle.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
That's what I'd go for. What would you go for, Paul?
Right, ponder that, and then, right, I've got a quiz question because people liked the youth one last time. So, make a note, people, and then I'll tell you the answers later.
Why were you thinking about nuclear weapons?
Name the 10 highest goal scorers for United. Can you do that? And then the 10 highest Premier League goal scorers for United.
You want to turn your phone away because I can just read it.
Right. Do you know how only 3 have scored over 100? So we haven't had strikers who stay a long time, which interested me. Right, so, and a Billy Connolly joke I heard the other day. What the fuck was the first person who milked a cow doing? Right. So, what? So, right, Nick. Nick,
right,
you, Nick, you were negative.
Well, yeah.
And that turned into a right odd game. We were so...
We were lucky.
Yeah, very lucky.
We were lucky, weren't we? We were lucky. I thought they played well.
Yeah, but we made them play well.
Yeah,
we gave them space.
Midfield was awful.
It's Paul Nick Nathan.
Midfield was awful.
Herrera was anonymous. I didn't even, like, at second half, you'd think, he's actually playing.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't realise he was playing when he took him off.
Fortunately for me now, I relate matter to watching Zach go round in a washing machine. I was round in circles and don't achieve anything.
I thought he ended the first half. We did. We played like the last 20 minutes.
The first half.
And I thought, all right, now we get a second. But it didn't happen. And I thought they were going to equalise. But Pogba, I know you love him, Nathan, but he's a 5 out of 10 player. Five good games. Yeah.
In a poor game today,
3 indifferent and 2 are terrible.
A couple of times he was just in possession and rather than just give it away, he just lost possession.
But is it because he was played deeper and he was unhappy about that?
I thought the whole point was, though, if you have Matic, he's supposed to kick on. And why is he playing deeper?
I don't know.
We just look like we're a bit short going.
And it's not, you know, you've got to just call it. We can't just, if we've got the Oli aura where we're all happy, you've got to say, you know, like the 5 at the back at the end, I just thought, that's, we're 2-0 up.
It's like the bubbles burst and they've just gone flat.
Yeah. We'll get it back. It's an important win. We had to win. You know, that's a big, for this fourth place cup.
You'd have to hope, maybe, because it's been international break, you know, everyone's been here, there, and everywhere. Like,
yeah, but not all, not matter, not Herrera.
The first game's off.
No, I know, yeah.
So, you know,
not good games,
I don't mean in terms of the tired, but I mean in terms of they probably only had like.
They did look leggy,
one
though.
Or two, like, yeah. They might have only had like one day to prepare.
But is it because Ollie's making them actually work where they haven't worked, you know, in terms of fitness? Is it because they're getting demands that they have, and they've got, as I said to Graham after, he's got to keep it up because he can't say, oh, you know, I'll go half measures again. You've got to keep on them and going.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But the reaction is we're seeing injuries and we're seeing, like, I don't know. We've got to sort of Tuesday's huge, isn't it?
We can't play like that on Tuesday. We'll definitely get beat again.
But there are consistencies in this that matter. Just lovely bloke.
Yeah,
you'd want him round for apple pie.
He's in that Man United triad 11. He is officially in that triad 11, and he's just utter garbage. I don't like the guy.
He's not garbage.
He's garbage. I don't like
him. He's not, Nick. You're so...
I don't like him.
You're so reactionary.
Everyone likes him.
What did we say about contrary people before?
They just like him because he wears old school United kits and he's like, he gets the club. Well, he's shy. I don't care.
He's not shy.
He's been shy.
You can't throw away comments like that. That's just
I like him. He winds me up. Every time he touches the ball,
I just don't think...
I bet he loses it. And he loses it.
I just don't think he's... If you're going to say this sweep the carpet of this new regime that you hand him a contract... I think you give him a lovely hug. He blogs away.
Go back to Valencia.
But you know,
Metis. I think Metis is staying. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Playing with McTominay another couple of games and just a bit of raw enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did okay.
The first goal was lovely.
Oh, we called it.
Shaw was man of the match.
Yes.
We
called it. Like I said to you at half time, I couldn't stop watching.
What do we call it? Ball porn. It was a fantastic, and Rashford had that touch.
Yeah,
just that little extra.
He's just got moments of quality, hasn't he, Rashford? You just see him when he did that defender, and it was just like everyone just got off the seats, thinking, "How the hell has he done that?" It just gets people off the seats, and we just don't have enough of those types of players. And when the game's sort of petering out, great for him to just get on the ball, and people get excited that he's on it.
Yeah.
No matter how bad the game is, people are genuinely excited when he gets the ball. He is a good player.
I'll give Paul a hard on in a minute, but with what I'm going to say. But my criticism of Martial before the game, and I know he scored, but like we rave our Martial, but he never takes the man on enough. And I was watching an old MUTV with Koppel,
Stevie Coppell, and there's an actual winger, you know, actually, get, as you say, get people off their arses.
Dragged the defender into him and just went.
And we don't do it enough.
It did look.
We haven't got natural width. We haven't got natural width.
I just want more out of all of them, which is.
When he's in the mood, he's brilliant, isn't he? It's just, you have to get him in the mood, and it's like, how do you get that out of him every game?
Yeah.
I mean, I like him, but
then where
like
there were
sulking a lot of the time. Yeah. Yeah. It's not actually so.
I think it's his demeanour, yeah. But he had, there were four moments, not just him, but on another day, there were four moments where we were clean through and we just gave the wrong pass.
Yeah.
And we you know, you could be 2-0 up, but after.
On one pass.
But Watford will think, they'll rue that.
It was just like, just take a shot. Three or four times I could think of where I'm thinking, just hit it.
We don't have enough shots.
Yeah.
Still. And that's consistent over a few managers. We don't. When was the last time that you thought someone's trying something from 25 yards out? Yeah. Just
Pogba.
On a speck. Yeah. But Shaw's fantastic.
Shaw was great. Phil Jones was great.
Yeah.
Phil Jones won everything.
I thought Phil Jones was going to go in the crowd, and when he went off the pitch, oh God, this could be a nightmare scenario. We'll have ambulances on the pitch and everything. Jones with a seat attached to his head like a.
I have to say, one of the funniest things that I saw today was the Watford fans, and it really made me chuckle when they were singing towards the East End saying, "Your support is fucking shit," and they were all walking out with 5 minutes to go. It was like 2-0 down, your support is shit, and they're walking out.
Steve's comment during the game was pretty insulting. What's the point of Watford? By a Mother's Day card.
Oh yeah, remember that.
And Mrs. won't be listening, so.
John's the point of Watford.
Well done, Nathan, for putting that. That's. But they've got an Elton John stand.
Exactly.
I like some of his music. Yeah, I like some of his music.
You would. Where can I go?
I don't know.
There. What else have we got to say? What else? Nick's been an aggressive driver because.
I can't move. Can't be aggressive. Can't go anywhere.
I don't want road rage.
He's got a giant Merc. It's his own fault. Get a small car like this again. Yeah,
Yeah, it's like one of those ones you ponder.
Are you happy that the deal's been done?
Yes, delighted. Right thing, no need to extend it. We all know it's happening. It tells the players, I'm here.
I think it's
as much for a transfer.
But it was done in February, that's the bizarre.
You need to know,
like, they all played a game, it was done in February. The lads let us know, you know. It was done when, and say the Sun had it right, when they met for the long meal. It just needed to be ticked off.
Do you still think that we'll get a director of football now, always there?
I think we'll get a technical, if I'm being steered right by people. But it's a lot up in the air. As I say, read the mag, plug. The Saudi talk's not going away, and they're making trips over there that we're not hearing about anymore. So that's it. But you don't want United just to be on pause. And yeah, of course it does. Well, yeah, the regime. But I mean, in purely... You don't want United to be we're on hold waiting for something, but then we've been waiting forever more for the Glazers anyway, haven't we? As someone said, I know it works, everything's done on the cheap, you know.
Yeah.
Everything's done on the cheap. But he will have money, that it'd be 150 million if that's right for this summer, notwithstanding if anyone leaves. But that's got to be. We've got to do the best transfer business we've done since
a long time.
A decade ago when we bought Tevez in that summer. Van Persie.
There's a lot of pressure on Ole, isn't there, really, to be fair? And it's not really his own fault from, you know, the bad managers and the bad buys we've had in the past. He's got a big job on, hasn't he, really?
Yeah.
Well, he's got to get rid of the deadwood, hasn't he,
Well, what are your expectations for next season? Where would you want us to be?
Well, we need to be challenging.
We've got to be bare minimum of second, haven't we, really? Still think so.
You've got to be challenging for the league. Even if we don't win it, you need to be pushing for it, which is something that we've not done for too long.
That's quite a big ask, then, for the second season. Yeah, you know, you're talking, you'd be 18, 19 points behind.
Well, the way the form's gone for him, though, since he's taken over, we have been up there, do you know what I mean? So. I hate it when people say, oh well, if the league had started in December. It didn't fucking start in December, it started in fucking August, but it just shows that the form's been there. So
yes.
It's like, why can't we be up there come next season? But we do need.
Well, that's my worry. It's not Ollie. I'm still basking in an Ollie. Hard on second, hard on the next. You know, but it's the squad. I just, you still see its limitations. Yeah. And when you look at the bench like today, you still think it's not.
Well, who's going to actually come on and change anything?
Because I didn't feel that Pereira was going to come on and change anything. And maybe Lingard might, maybe. Rojo's not going to change anything when he comes on, is he? And it's just,
well, he just it was like just to tell us he was alive. Well, I'm still here. Next Matty O'Darmian comes on. And I think, are we all on the pitch after their announcements? If Matty O'Darmian appears for us again, we all get on the pitch. Invade it like Barcelona 84.
Yeah.
Hold him aloft. Matty O.
That was just period of Martial, so he was Shaw further forward.
Yeah. Right, so have you come up with any of the top 10 scorers?
Oh, are we supposed to be doing it?
Yeah.
All right. For all time?
Yeah.
Rooney.
Yeah. One.
Van Nistelrooy.
Charlton.
Cole.
Not Van Nistelrooy.
No.
Right, Van Nistelrooy. Right, Robert. Rooney, Charlton.
Yeah. Giggs.
Law.
Giggs.
You're seeing this, aren't you?
No.
Someone say Scholes.
Scholes is 10th. There's a few old ones.
Say Andy Cole, do we get that one?
There's two pre-war, or one pre-war and one during war. Joe Spence and Jack.
Jack Rowland.
Yep. Bestie you got, so Hughes. Hughes is there. And then,
forget about it.
This is hard. The top 10 Premier League scorers.
Got Rooney again.
Van Nistelrooy.
Yeah.
Ronaldo.
We've got a joint 10th, which skews it a little bit.
Ronaldo.
We've got Rooney, then Giggs, then Scholes, and they're the only ones who scored 100 for us in the Premier League. Then Cole, then Ollie,
York.
Ronaldo, Cantona, Beckham, 64. That's a fucking great return, isn't it?
Yeah.
York 62, then Berbatov and Van Persie on 48.
I've been there all day and not got Berbatov. Got the rest of them.
That's.
He said something about him. He looked lazy, but he said something about him.
Yeah. He always annoyed me a little bit that I just thought we were going to get something that would do an Eric for us. I know the goals against Liverpool, but I just thought he would fucking set the world alight, and he always just seemed. Yeah. But we haven't, that's pretty mad that your 10th best Premier League in 20 is on 48. We don't keep strikers very long here.
Yeah.
Rooney apart.
What's Rashford up there?
I don't know. Well, Steve's saying that it's going to be the first season that we've had players more than one hit double figures, which is just.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. What's that? In a few years.
Kaku surefire if he stays this year to probably crack into that, you would have thought.
Yeah.
Is he
That's a bit.
Yeah,
I think he had the knock, didn't he, for Belgium?
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, it's a shame we didn't see him. We'll probably see him Tuesday, I would have thought, really.
What's your drink?
I go for a Mai Tai.
That's really odd. So there's a nuclear
missile.
You just
said you'd have a Guinness with a shot of port in it.
Yeah, but that's loopy juice, so I'd be pissed by the end of it.
Right, well, Mai Tais are very refreshing.
Nathan?
Please say Mai Tai.
I'd probably have a hazelnut porter.
What's that?
Like a porter, you know, like
Oh, right,
a
stout. Yeah, yeah.
Like a stout, but like with a hazelnut flavour. It's there, really nice.
And then I had a.
Why are you laughing when you said my time?
One of the contributors emailing, and he said, what's the best? You can't put you, obviously, because you two, you can't say yours, but what's the best excuse anyone's used in your workplace for illness? And one of the contributors put, he once got a few days off by ringing in saying, I've got gastric spasms and lethargy.
Well, I tell you what.
When I was many years ago, when I was the boss in the bookshop, and I knew day two that he was awful. I mean, he was terrible at everything. But me being soft as shite, just couldn't
fathom the thought that he had a kid that I could sack him. Anyway, I went away on holiday and he got the, it was three warnings and you're done, basically. He got two warnings in the week that I was away off the temporary bloke. Anyway, the last day, he, his final thing, he comes in, does shit. At 12, he goes off for lunch. He doesn't come back. He doesn't ring me. Anyway, the next morning he comes in and I'm fucking fuming. He says, "You'll never believe this." I said, "No, I'm not going to, am I?" I got on a bus and I left my wallet on. So I spent the rest of the day in a bus behind it, chasing after it. And I could never catch up the speed to get on it. So my words were, "Fuck off." So he went, "What?" I went, "Fuck off out of the office now or I will chin you. Get out of my sight." And so but he said, "But I was only on the bus behind." I said, "Please get out of my sight, please. We'll sort out your final warning, whatever." Anyway, 2 months later, I get a phone call. Is Philip there? I'm going, "No, no." He says, "Oh, it's his wife. I'm just checking. Was today his day off or is he in?" And I thought, he left 2 months ago. What the fuck? The Walter Mitty. But he was the nerdiest looking Walter Mitty. So that was, anyway. Wow. Right. So we're coming to the end of that.
Well, we're here now.
So, right, final thoughts, Paul. Awesome. You're going Tuesday.
Yeah.
Better atmosphere than the Cup, which was awful.
The Cup was probably the worst atmosphere of the season.
Odd, which I thought it would be bouncy.
Yeah, because, well, no, because I think it was so many applications, so many people that don't normally go, that it just didn't get... Well, the game didn't help, I suppose, but the game doesn't usually stop the atmosphere. So
yeah.
It was just poor, very poor.
That still frustrates me. I thought we had a real chance this year. And we shot ourselves in the foot then. Nathan?
Yeah, just hope that today's a... Today was just a little blip, and even though we won, you know, it's
flat, isn't it?
It was flat, and I hope that it wasn't a case of now he's got the job, it's the reverting back to back to old. But hopefully not.
It's good we've got a game. Yeah, it was good.
On Tuesday, so
Nick,
yeah, at least we won. Poor performance, but if we correct it on Tuesday,
you confident for that? You doomsayer?
I think it's going to be a good test to see what we've learned from the defeat a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't want to go there and have a crap performance again, because that's not going to suit anybody. So.
Okay.
Hopefully.
All right, and thanks everyone who bought the mag today. Really, really appreciate it, your support, and cheers for the kind words. This is just bollocks talk, but we appreciate it and enjoy it. All right, bye everyone.
Cheers.
Always enjoy your...